Well, hey there. Welcome to the Intentional Mom Podcast. In this week's episode, I'm going to be sharing a list of things that I'm just currently not doing. And so we're going to really be speaking to the idea of what to do when there is too much to do. We have to be able to make up for these things.
No, not what I wanted.
Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. Well, in this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast, I'm going to be sharing some things that I am not doing right now. These are things that I shared in an email, and they really resonated. And I think the reason that they resonate with women is because we all can so easily fall into the trap of thinking that we're supposed to do all the things all the time, even really good things. There is a time where doing really good things, they would not be good things based on the timing. And that's kind of where I'm at. So here, as I am recording this, it is the third week in April, and this is always one of the busiest times of my entire year. This is one of the top five busy seasons for me. There's so many things going on with kids' activities. Some of our kids' activities are winding down. Some are starting up. And of course, there's overlap here. Some of the things are still going on that are going to be ending. Some of the things have started, even though it's pretty early for them to start. And there is just a lot of coming and going all over the place, typically. Now, this year is even busier for me because I'm going to be taking a couple of trips, one for 10 days in May, one for 10 days in June, 8 days in June. And it just only adds more to an already busy plate. And so I'm also doing some really exciting things in my business. I am putting together my first ever in the mail planner. I'm sure you'll be hearing about this down the road. All systems are go for looking like this is actually going to be something I can develop. It is a planner that even in its digital form is really, really amazing. I'm super excited about that, but there is a lot going on with that. And then, of course, the last couple of weeks, we have had plenty of sickness, which if you can imagine for a family of 10, what it is like when sickness hits, especially the worst kind, the vomiting kind, there is just no rest for the weary when that happens. And so this is kind of what my life has been looking like and looks like. And even if your variables and details look different from mine, I know that we all have these super busy and sometimes unplanned seasons. We can all relate to this. And so I've learned some really important details, though, in my first many decades of life. And that is that in order to bring more things onto my plate, I have to be able to take some things off my plate. So often I think we think that the right thing to do is, or how we're supposed to manage it, is just by rearranging all of these things on our plate better. If only we could be more efficient, if only we could just rearrange things a little bit differently, they will still all fit. And the reality that I have come to discover is in most cases, these things just aren't going to fit. And so if you're in a season like mine where you've had all of these things thrust onto your plate, the only thing you can do is to take some of those things off. And so that's why I have put together a list of five things. There are probably more than five things that I could come up with, but these are some pretty big things that I usually do, that I enjoy doing, that really, you know, I'm kind of sad about the fact that I'm not doing some of these, but at the same time, I also have to pay attention to the season I'm in and to what I have going on in my life. And of course, always combining these things to be the best version of myself that I can be, to be the best person for myself, to be the best person for my family, to be the best person for the people that I coach and the people that I lead and the people that I come into contact with anywhere. I want to be my best version of myself. And no matter what else is going on, That is my ultimate goal. And in order to achieve that during busy seasons like this, well, that just might mean that I have to stop doing some things. And so here are five things I'm currently not doing. And I could feel guilty about these things. Again, I could feel sad that I've given these up, but I don't. Because in the name of the greater good, which is, again, my best version of myself for everything and everyone, that's the goal. And so taking these things off my plate has been a really, really good move for me. The first thing is getting in 2 workouts every day. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but having done the 75 hard challenge 3 times in the past 18 months, getting in 2 workouts a day is one of the requirements for completing that challenge. And so it is a lot. It sounds like a lot, and it is, but it's become a way of life for me throughout a period of 75 days times 3. So it's really a sacrifice that I'm already used to making. And for the most part, I gain so much by that second workout, which is usually a walk outside. I gain so much from that, that even if I'm, you know, even with the time I'm giving up for being out there, I gain so much back. I gain so much back in rest. I know it sounds crazy, out for a walk and it becomes rest for me, but it really does. I gain clarity. I gain excitement again. I get energized. There's so much good that comes from it. But that second workout is something that I am not doing right now. Many, many, many of the days of the year I do, but not during this season. Every once in a while, I get out there for a second workout and I get out there for that walk. But most times I am not. It is definitely not something that I can commit to for any numbers of days in any given week. There's just too much going on. Something else I'm not doing anymore is cooking many dinners. Now, we are not eating out, let me say, because for a family of 10 to eat out, that is beyond our price point. That is something that we just cannot afford to do. But I'm not cooking many dinners because in reality, meal prep happens for me on the weekend. And weekends have been so filled with all the other things that really meal prep just isn't happening for me. And so because I can't set myself up to be in the kitchen minimally during the week when the weeks are already so busy. And during the hours of dinner time, the typical dinner time hours, even a couple of hours leading up to it and a couple of hours beyond that, usually I'm still chauffeuring kids around. And so meal prep, really, in order for dinners to happen in kind of the context of which you would think of a dinner, in order for that to happen, I have to meal prep because I just don't have the time to put together a dinner from scratch in the middle of the week. But my weekends have been so filled with other things that I haven't been able to get that prep done. So by default, I'm not making many meals. There have been a lot of yo-yo nights. If you don't know what those are, we talk about those in my coaching community. It stands for you're on your own, right? It's where I say to my family, you know what? There's food in this house. You go ahead and find it. And you older kids, make sure that the younger kids are getting fed as well. Typically, the younger kids really, they do okay. But there's been a lot of those nights. There's been a lot of leftovers. There's been a lot of cereal for dinner too. And you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it because it's what life demands right now. So that's the second thing I'm not doing anymore. The third thing I'm not doing anymore is cleaning anywhere in my house but what's on the main floor. We actually have 3 floors in our house. We have our main floor, and this is where most of our living gets done. But then upstairs is all the kids' area. There's really not any of my spaces upstairs at all. That really is our kids' spaces. They've got their bedrooms. They've got their own laundry room. They've got the schoolroom is up there. So that's where all their school stuff is because we're a homeschooling family. But that's their area up there. We've also got a basement, and that's a lot of the kids' area too. We have a music room down there. Now that does double as a guest room, but we haven't had many guests lately. So mostly that's just a music room where the kids practice their instruments. We have percussion, we have tuba, we have trombone, we have piano, we have flute, we have piccolo, we have ukulele, we have recorders, we have, man, what else do we have? I don't even know. There's probably instruments in addition to that. Oh, baritone. Do we have a baritone? We have a baritone right now. So we have a music room down there. That's pretty much their space. We also have a big, big family room / playroom area. Again, that's their space. Now, I do have my own little, room down there, which it does also act as a toy storage room where their toys, my kids' toys go in bins. If you've never heard me talk about my toy system, man, you are going to want to stay tuned for an episode where I talk about that because, again, I've been a parent for 23 years. Toys have been part of my life for a very long time. But my longstanding rule, even when I lived in a very, very small house, is I needed to have my spaces, many of my spaces, not overtaken by kids' things. And so therefore, I need to set up kids' areas and set up parameters for my kids to have their stuff and for my kids to have their toys, but for it not to be constantly infiltrating every area of my house. And so I came up with this toy system that we've been using for probably more than 15 years now, and it works amazing. But I have this little bedroom where the kids' toys are stored in bins in a closet. There's also a craft area there. There's a craft desk and all the craft supplies. I have girls who are very crafty, creative into all the different paints and different stamps and all the things, drawing, pastels, all the different pencils, just all the things. So they have that space too, but that also in that space is my workout area. I've got my workout bench in there. I've got all my weights in there. I've got my Peloton. So there is that small area of mine in the basement. But other than that, even in the basement, there's a lot of just family and kid spaces. And so I'm not cleaning either of those areas or having my kids really do a whole lot more other than just try to keep our heads above water. You know, let's keep our rooms and spaces manageable. We don't want them, you know, falling over the edge because then it's really hard to get them back in shape. So we're pretty much staying on top of these areas, keeping them in shape. But when it comes to dusting or mopping the floor or really, you know, being too concerned about any of that, we're just not focused on that right now in either one of those areas. You know, that is my preference that those areas are touched every other weekend. But in reality, it's just not something that anybody in my family, myself included, can give time or effort to right now. And so it's one of those things that we're not doing right now. So that's thing number three. Thing number four that I'm giving up, this is probably going to shock you if you know me at all, or if you've heard me talk before about this concept, but I actually am not going to the gym. I usually do this twice a week. Now, you've heard me say I have my own workout space. I've got my weights. I've got my Peloton. I'm also a runner. I go outside and go for walks. So my workouts are still happening, the one workout a day. I'm committed to that. And that's so good for my mental health anyway. But I'm not actually going to the gym, which I do enjoy. They have a lot of equipment there that I don't have at home. I like the variety. I have some friends that I see there. I really do enjoy going there twice a week. But I'm not doing that either. I'm either heading outside for a walk or I'm working with what I have here at home. I'm just not taking the extra time that it takes me to go to the gym, get a workout there. I'm just not doing that. It's been more than a month since I've been there. I miss it, but you know what? I don't miss it enough to not be convinced that this is the best thing. This is the best thing is for me to take that off my plate for right now. And the last thing that I'm not doing, this is going to be sound surprising as well, but I'm not running errands. Now, family of 10, you might say, oh my gosh, there has got to be errands that are being run. Well, you would be correct in that assumption. However, the errands are not being run by me. The errands are being run by other people in my family, or they are just being deemed as errands that are just going to have to wait until they can be combined with something else. I am no longer taking the time to go out and run errands. If I have to grab something from the grocery store and I'm driving past for something else I have to do and I have the time, well, then I might run in and do that. But for the most part, I am delegating the errand running to other people in my house. I am assigning other people that job. And I'm also using grocery pickup, which I don't know if it'll ever go back. Man, is that convenient. I never thought that I would really head there, which I was kind of surprised I did, but then I really didn't think that I would find it as useful as I have. I'm not sure I'll ever go back. I'm sure I'll share more on that whole experience later because, like I said, I was pretty reluctant to feeling that that was a valuable move for me. I really was skeptical in whether or not I would find that as something that was beneficial. Not only was I surprised that it was beneficial, but again, I was surprised that it is as beneficial as it is. Now, I will say most of the time, though, even outside of the grocery pickup, typically my husband is the one doing the grocery shopping. He drives past the grocery store on the way to and from work. When he has a day off, he really doesn't mind grocery shopping or shopping in general, shopping, whether grocery shopping or any other kind of shopping, except for if I'm at like IKEA or Home Goods or something. Now, that kind of shopping I love. However, I really don't have a lot of self-control. So at the end of the day, I really don't like that shopping either because it usually gets me into trouble. But in terms of the grocery shopping, my husband really doesn't mind doing it. So it's not been something that has ever heavily been on my plate, but it's something where I would do it fairly frequently enough to say, I am not doing that anymore. And if it gets to the point where my husband isn't able to do that for whatever reason, if the grocery shopping falls on me, I'm using grocery pickup. And I, again, never would have expected that that would be something I would find so useful. Now, there is, I figure, I have realized a few things to make it really be the most beneficial to me. Again, I'll have to maybe do an episode on that sometime. But that is another thing that I am just not doing right now. I am not grocery shopping. I am having someone else do it. I am having the grocery pickup. I'm not running errands either. It's got to be something that gets handed off to someone else. So anytime you find yourself in a busy season, anytime you find yourself with too much to do, there is always going to be some things that you can say, what do I need to take off my plate just during this season? And really, it's remembering the concept of just because it has to be a no for now, doesn't mean it's always going to be a no. For now, going to the gym is a no for me. But I know that at some point, when life starts to settle down a little bit, when things get a little bit more stable, I know that then I'll be able to possibly and probably work that back into my rotation. But for now, it's just not something that I'm able to do. So always be on the lookout for those times where life is too busy and really to remember, remind yourself, I don't have to say no for forever to whatever it is. I just have to say no for right now. With the overall goal being, I want to bring my best self to everyone and everything, including your own self. I don't want to be stressed out. I don't want to be overworked. I don't want to be overtired. I don't want to be overstressed. And sometimes that means that we need to stop doing things, even really good things. Use my list as a good gauge to use, to maybe use as a springboard to think of what should you take off your list for right now? And save this episode for later, because if you're not in a busy season right now, you're going to want to come back to this one. And chances are, even if you are in a busy season right now, it's not the only one. So make sure you save this episode for later. So that's what I had for you today. Hopefully my ideas will help maybe give you permission to say, you know what, some of this stuff, it's good stuff, but I need to just say no for now. Hopefully I've inspired you to do the same thing. We'll talk again soon. Well, in our next episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast, it's Friday. And if you know what Fridays are around here, you know it is our Ask a Life Coach episode. And man, this was a good question. Here's going to be the question that I answer. How do you eat anything healthy when you're so busy also? Most people know that I've been on a healthy lifestyle journey, that I lost a bunch of weight. And part of the way that a big part of the way that I do that is by making sure that what goes in my body is what it needs to be. So I do have a lot to say about eating healthy, and that's going to be what we talk about next time on the Intentional Mom Podcast. See you soon.